This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, how about let's do a radio show? All right, we got a couple hours to spare on a Sunday afternoon in the east, a Sunday morning in the west. Why not join it with us? Share it with us. Be here. We are. So why couldn't you suffer along the way? No, it's not suffering.
Suffer?
No, I'm just teasing. We enjoy doing this. This kicks off our broadcast week. Super Don at the helm. Shane, while he has to be there, we'll be on the board until further notice. We'll find out. The phone number, 866-939-BELL,
866-939-2355. Hey, if we got to suffer, Shane has to suffer.
Hey, that's what I was thinking. Poor Shane has to hang out with us longer than that, even though he got to work at 4 in the morning, oh, dark 30 or whatever that is.
One in the morning.
I've been here for 11 hours now.
Right? So we got to do an infusion of yerba mate into his veins. And he'll be back like nothing. Today we got Joni Abbott. Our good friend Joni Abbott's going to join us this afternoon, a little later, this morning for those of you on the West. Stephen Huer has got a series we've been doing, and we're going to have him on talking about skin health, which is really perfectly timed with a world record we're going to reveal today on the air. A world record of dunderheads in Ohio. I think it's Ohio?
Ohio. Mason, Ohio.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment. But first and foremost, a happy belated birthday to our good friend Paul Barrichero from the Echo 7 and robertswater.com because, well, we got to hang out for a week late birthday party, and we brought over some, actually, I helped a little bit, but I can't say it's my recipe. My wife, she cooked up some organic peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Dude,
I know. And listen to this. There was so much fat in them, they required not one, but two FDA warnings.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man, they're so good. And I think there's even some more left over. I wish you could reach through the microphone and grab a bite of this stuff. But, oh, my gosh. Heavenly cookies. And that was a wonderful thing. So, yes, you can eat decadently. You know, the thing is, when those recipes, like they have those old-timey recipes that grandmas used to make, you can use, you know, a percentage of the sugar, a smaller fraction of the sugar that they want to use when you increase the fat because it's so delicious and the fat is so good for you, the kind of fat we do at least. And I'm just saying, if you're not hungry yet, we'll keep talking about organic, fat-filled, yummy cookies.
All right. Every 5 minutes until you're hungry. Yes.
Mm.
You're not eating
having
now,
a little,
are you?
Little, no, well, no, I didn't. I just a smoothie, just a smoothie.
Oh.
All right, on the air. Yeah,
I was really gonna. I was gonna reach through there, just give you the baby shake.
I may be able to get a cookie in for the second hour if the kids haven't eaten them all. We'll see where that goes.
I got them. You listen. I mean, the behind the scenes thing. If you know, a lot the listeners don't get to hear what happens on the breaks. You know, when you and I are talking, but yeah, Robert is constantly torturing me with stuff like this. We'll go on a break. And it'd be like, oh, man. I'm thinking, oh, what happened? Did you stub your toe? Did you drop something? Oh, no. My wife just came in with some chocolatey, peanut buttery cookie, you know, muffin cake. And I was like, what are you doing to me, man?
What? You know, but then again, you said your wife is a really great baker, too, so you can't complain. She just needs, she needs to be bringing some on the break, like, so we could have dueling cookies on the air.
Yeah, she doesn't come and bug me when I'm doing the show, but I have to tell her, yeah. You know, go cook me up some chocolatey something.
Honey, I'm being neglected. Did you hear what Robert's wife did, honey? Oh, my goodness. 866-93. Yes, go ahead.
I'll bet you, though, those muffins and cookies don't have formaldehyde in them, do they?
You know, that's a good point. I was going to think, if I checked the ingredient list and everything, no, they are lacking in formaldehydes, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, of course. This is the idea of we've been, you know, one of the funny taglines over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is that we do not require expiration dating, and yet we do not even have preservatives. We don't require any preservatives. How is that possible? It's because we eat what we make really quickly and we don't have to preserve them. But also, even if we did have to preserve something, we wouldn't use things like formaldehyde because, let's see, they cause cancer. Right? Hello? Who doesn't know that?
Yeah.
So there's a story here. The National Academy of Sciences agrees with you and me, Super Don.
Yes.
And the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, that formaldehyde causes cancer. I didn't know this was news. I thought this was something that was self-evident. But the first paragraph here says, for years, the chemical industry has been winning a political battle to keep formaldehyde from being declared a known carcinogen. You know, the chemical society, they fight tooth and nail against these reports that would link their products or products within their industry trade group from their companies that pay big money to be part of that trade group from linking that to actually being a cause of cancer. And I think they finally couldn't hold this one back any longer. And they have now agreed that, yes, indeed, the EPA is right on this and has been, and the National Academy of Sciences agrees with all of us here, that formaldehyde, not a good thing to inject into children, much less have them eat in the form of a cookie that we will not make here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Yeah, it's very interesting if you look at this chemical industry and it's the lobby group for these guys. It's called the American Chemistry Council. Very official sounding there. They actually went to work lobbying Congress and managed to persuade Congress that the EPA and the Department of Health and Human Services were wrong about formaldehyde being dangerous, being a carcinogen. Mm-hmm. And what they did is by doing that, they were able to then use that to delay like all of these other ongoing evaluations that were going on of other potentially toxic chemicals. So it's very interesting to look at the politics behind these agencies and behind these industry groups to try and keep these types of results from tests from being made public, from being official, so that they can continue to use them, continue to poison people, basically, and not interrupt their bottom line. And what they did was they kept getting the National Academy of Sciences,
right,
to, you know, criticize these results until finally this Academy of Sciences could not ignore it any further.
They ran out of time. Ridiculous level of how long can you deny that fire will burn you? Our Firemen's Association says no, it's not true. Who's funding the Firemen's Association in this case? Okay, the National Association of Fires. We love fire. We want everybody to have fire. We don't want you to know it's dangerous. I mean, this is the kind of absurd games and dangerous games that are played with the public. And another reason why the official stories, again, coming back to Liam's discussions and written and writings, that anytime there's an official story, there's usually something behind it that motivates it specific to keep you blind from the unofficial stories that they want to hide you from. You know, the fact that formaldehyde causes cancer. Now, formaldehyde, remember, is also in soft drinks sweetened with aspartame. Yeah. It's one of the breakdown components at 86 degrees Fahrenheit. And the thing is, if you say, well, my soda pop from the manufacturer all the way to the grocer's freezer to my freezer has been cold, I want to ask you a question. What is your body temperature? And if indeed it exceeds 86 degrees Fahrenheit, what the formaldehyde you think is going to happen to it when it cooks up in your body at 98.6.
You'd make a very nice mummy.
Right. And, of course, you see all the people at Golden Corral drinking diet sodas as they're at the trough. You know, I think it ought for, well, at least I'll be preserved after you die. Oh, man. So formaldehyde also.
Your embalmment, being embalmed at the Golden Corral. That'd be a great commercial, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm not just picking on Golden Corral. I just happened to see a pop-up commercial on this Yahoo site that we're reading the story from.
I thought you had a thing about Golden Corral.
No, it was just there's a sponsored link, and it has a picture of a Golden Corral. So,
gotcha.
Not just picking on them. Also, formaldehyde injected in the form of a vaccination. Right. It's one of the preservative agents, the subcomponents in certain vaccines, along with, you know, as we know, thimerosal still exists there, mercury, known carcinogen, among many other things. So as we open this up, we think humans are not all the brightest of species on planet Earth. And as evidence, we go to Mason, Ohio here.
Mason, Ohio. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to Mason, Ohio. It's a southwest.
I've never heard of Mason, Ohio, actually. But...
Yeah, there's an amusement park there called Kings Island.
Yes.
Kings Island. I don't know if it's really an island, but Kings Island and Mason set the world record, or the people there. Is it just yesterday, in fact?
Yeah.
It broke the record for the most people applying cancer-causing chemicals to their body at the same time. This is brilliant.
Yay! We're number one.
We're in the Guinness Book of World Records for trying to give ourselves cancer. Right?
Which is crazy because they're using the sunscreen to try and prevent cancer.
Right.
Not realizing that the chemicals in the sunscreen actually promote cancer.
Right. Right. And here's another weird fact from this story. Last week, the park laid claim to a massive head-shaving record as part of its Kicks Cancer campaign.
Uh-huh. Wow. Mason, Ohio, represent!
They're representing the cancer industry big time, because why would you shave your head to support cancer? Because you know that the monopoly cancer oncological treatment system that you support with your money and your fundraising campaigns are going to make children and adults lose their hair, maybe even their lives, by poisoning them in the guise of poisoning cancer and hoping and praying that it doesn't kill the people with the cancer.
Yeah. They're promoting chemotherapy is what they're doing.
Yeah. They're basically saying, yay, let's raise money for chemotherapy. We support chemotherapy. Let's all shave our heads to support chemotherapy.
Look, I understand the shaving the head thing. Somebody, you know, they're going through the treatment. They lose their hair. They want to do it as a sign of solidarity or support. I guess, right?
We do understand the compassionate kind of, sure. I want to be there with you. But what would be really compassionate is teaching these family members that there are other ways to cure cancer. And in fact, chemotherapy is not a cure for cancer. All right. We got to take a break. We got to help the fish. Let's give them some anti-anxiety medicines. At least they don't slather themselves with sunscreen. We'll give them that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Yes. Results will
right now until Randy gets here. He's on his way.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
No, we have
and
not,
for
but
new
I
customers,
am
welcome to the web's best place
Thursday
to save on
now.
Vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer.
I got a double port, so I'm going to crank you guys up right now and go do the other.
Welcome back, my friends. Robert Scott Bell Show kicking off the week here every Sunday, 1 to 3 in the afternoon, East Coast time, 10 a.m. to noon Sunday. Why do we do it? Well, I don't know. It's crazy. We should just sleep in all day Sunday. But no, we decided to show up here to bring the power to heal back to you, the loyal listener, and those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through GCN, our syndicator, also Natural News Radio, naturalnews.com, and of course, you can find all of this out through robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter at rsbellmedia. And, of course, a lot of Facebook fan pages, etc. We've got lots of good things. Please say thanks to our sponsors. They make this possible. And you can see those links, those banners up there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Joni Abbott's going to join us from Homegrown Health next hour, as well as Stephen Hewer. We hadn't heard from him for a while, and we're going to talk skin health. But right now, fish. Fishy, fish. Yes. How I love to give you anti-anxiety meds in your dish. Well, this is one of the stranger stories I've ever read.
Are you Dr. Seuss now or something? What?
Actually, that comes from Monty Python. I don't think if you remember, maybe it was, what was one of their things? Meaning of Life, maybe that was in there. Fishy, fish. Anti-anxiety drugs, did you know this? Cause fish to live longer, according to a study. Because Lord knows we are concerned about fish longevity here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Okay. Actually, how did this come about? I mean, did somebody say, hey, let's add some tranquilizer oxazepam into the water and see what happens to fish? Oh, look, they're becoming jerks.
Well, yeah, what they did, this comes to us by way of Sweden. Swedish researchers, what they did is they gathered eggs, these fish eggs, okay? Mm-hmm. And they exposed the eggs to these varying levels of oxazepam, which I've never even heard of before. I'm sure it's in the same family as, like, diazepam.
Sure, yeah.
And as the embryos grew, they took the data and found out that, on the one hand, the fish that were exposed to oxazepam became jerks.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, they had a tendency to live longer. So they
found a way to
extend the life of jerks.
I'm just trying to understand. How do they figure out, like, a fish is a jerk fish? I mean, in Jamaica, I know how to say if it's a jerk
one
fish or not.
One fish kind of comes up behind the other fish and gives them a wedgie or something. You know, oh, you're being a jerk.
Well, I know. What is that? Measuring fish who are jerks. Is this like the Jimmy Buffett song about the sharks who swim on the land? Because they were already jerks, according to the song. But the idea here, of course, is an environmental impact study. Because reality is, the things that people are taking, including these anti-anxiety meds, are ending up back out in the water. You're peeing them right back out. Thanks very much. And this is impacting the environment in a significant way. And I don't exactly understand how the fish live longer on diazepam. I just don't know, or oxazepam in this case.
Right.
Here's a quote from the study. Even though our study focused on one single pharmaceutical contaminant, it is possible that similar effects could be induced by exposure to a whole range of pharmaceuticals. Really, that'd be our moment of dust, Superdon.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Wait. So what are they doing? Are they sitting here trying to promote or defend the mass amount of pharmaceuticals and drugs and antibiotics and painkillers and hormones that are in the water by saying, hey, look, it might make you kind of a jerk, but you'll live longer.
You'll live longer, right. And this maybe is in, counteracts the negative publicity about formaldehyde causing cancer. It's like, oh, man, we got to deal with this. So let's just do this study and say, hey, look, but our other products here, these drugs, will make you live longer. And, of course, the other thing is, if it turns you into a jerk, don't worry. They've got a drug for that, too.
Well, that's true.
I'm thinking what they could be doing, of course, is decriminalizing cannabis for those people. Because, Superdon, like I said, this is not my experience because that has been part of my culture, although, you know, we're very active supporters for the legalization of a lawful plant, cannabis. But
correct.
For those that go out and do a lot of weed on the weekends, do they turn into jerks like the people who are drinking alcohol, or are they just kind of laid back like in theory, at least we hear?
Yeah, you know, in my experience, I would say, yeah, less of the jerk element going on there.
Mm-hmm. Because when we were at the Cannabis Cup in Denver, the 420.
I didn't see any jerks.
No, nobody was. Everybody was nice.
Huh.
And, you know, whatever, 30,000 people together. In this place, and a lot of them were smoking weed, and there were no fights that broke out. Everybody was kind of kind and happy and loving in their own way. And what are you going to say? Can we somehow get these fish to smoke weed? Of course, they'd have to come up to the surface. I don't think they'd come up with a way to. Well, they do bubble them through. Maybe you can make a bong and bubble it through the fish tank. Do they do
there
that?
There you go. They'll put them in the bong.
Call Master Bong. Let us know. Hey, shingles vaccine. We got to talk about shingles. Yep, we do. And we have a question of the day about H. pylori coming up right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whoa! This is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Excuse me, I just finished my smoothie and my supplement.
Pardon me while I finish my smoothie on live radio.
That's right. I had my silica, I had my selenium, I had my chromium,
bad
I had magnesium. What? It's a good one. I'm a living example.
What are you
going to
do
people.
Next? Eat some salty what? Crackers and have a glass of milk? Come on, man.
No, that doesn't
Haven't
fit into the program.
Anything?
What? No. I finished it. during the break, just right before we went to air. So I'm okay. Not a bad host.
No peanut butter. Not good.
Peanut butter, chocolate chip, organic cookies with so much fat that the FDA has to put a warning label on it, even though it's for home use. Yeah, that's what we have. All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, Randy's on the board. If you'd like to call up and say hi to Randy and get on the air. 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. Staying up late to do music, he was, and he's with us now. So,
interesting, because we were having a discussion about dubstep.
Yes, and I still don't understand what it is.
We'll have to play some for you. See,
okay, maybe we can find some dubstep bumper music or something.
Yeah. It's quite different. Yeah, you won't be used to it, I guarantee.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, Randy would like that. Anti-anxiety meds and fish, we covered that. So we've done some of the bizarre stories we've done today already. We got Joni Abbott scheduled next hour, as well as Stephen Hewer. Great stuff coming up. Five additional days of the week. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time zone, 4 to 6 drive time in the afternoon on the Pacific Coast and around the world as well. Our friends in the U.K., on UK Health Radio and Digital Radio Dash 103 Down Under, and podcasts galore around the world. Shingles vaccine effective. Still effective.
Listen, this is great news.
It is?
This is great news from our friends at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Really? Why do you perceive this to be great news?
Well, I mean, listen, it's important that people understand that they can still get a shingles vaccine, and it's still effective after your immune system has been compromised by chemotherapy. Decimated. You can still get the shingles vaccine.
Yay!
Don't worry. You get chemotherapy, no problem. You can still have the shingles vaccine. It's good.
You'll get chemotherapy, and then you'll be just fine. Again, this is a chemo story like we talked about, not chemosabi, but chemotherapy that is not therapeutic except to the industry that provides it, promotes it, and has a monopoly over the treatment for cancer. This story, you know, I step back from it, super not wrong, say I look at this, I'm like, how do we explain this? Because we know that chemotherapy devastates your immune system that has already been damaged significantly by cancer. Or as evidence that cancer is present, your immune system is already in evidence of being deficient at the very least. And then they claim, well, it looks like the shingles vaccine's still working after the chemo. And I'm just going, all right, what could possibly be the case here? And as I speculate on this, it comes to mind that even a virus is not so stupid as to live within a body that has been ravaged by such toxicity that it can't exist. And these are the people I've dealt with for years and years and years who I knew were chronically ill, for instance. And they'd be very prideful in telling me, Robert, I have not had a flu in 20 years. I don't understand how I could have cancer, right? I've been sick in a long time. And this gets into a whole other level or layer of understanding of being strong, vital, and healthy and occasionally having an acute ailment, which doesn't mean you're bad, versus being so toxic and deficient that even a microbe can't live in your body, or if it can, you don't have the immune system to elicit an immune response, to express what they call disease. Because remember, in any of these herpetic outbreaks, it is your immune system's response to them that creates the scenario where you visually see it, like in chickenpox, in smallpox, cowpox, all of these things, or herpetic lesions. Your immune system attacks, the virus just goes, explodes outward. And that is in evidence of, or is evidence of, or that your immune system is actually acting against it. What I see happening here, Superdon, again, I don't think any other host on radio is going to pick this up, is that you no longer have an immune system, therefore you no longer have the capacity to attack this thing, and the virus doesn't have to manifest in a way that you can physically see it or tell that it's there. Because it's not that you aren't sick. We know that. You cannot put toxic pollutants at the level they do in chemotherapy and be healthier. That's just, it absolutely makes no sense. Only stupid humans could make an assumption like that. And I'm not attacking people who have had chemotherapy and who have survived it. And God bless you. I want you to live as long as you can live. That's not my point in saying this.
if you have survived chemotherapy, then you deserve all kinds of kudos because you've done something that a lot of people can't do.
I mean, you're totally, listen, I'll just say it, you're totally badass, and I can say that if you survive chemo. But I will say this as well, that if you don't aggressively detoxify from the impact of chemo, now you have fallen into the stupidity of the medical doctors who have treated you with it. And there's something called Chemo Cleanse from King Bio. Chemo Cleanse, which even if it was 20 years ago and you're still alive and you haven't done, in fact, almost anybody, because we've been exposed to these chemo drugs inadvertently through the water supply, through other environmental toxins that mimic chemo, that it's one of those things. And if you go back and listen to Friday's Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast, you'll actually hear us talking about a year-long protocol of detoxification. A whole year of rotating through detox formulations because we are exposed to things that we don't want to know about, but our body is dealing with. And that results in perhaps cancer manifesting later. So this idea of, oh, look, the shingles vaccine works, are they measuring it based on, oh, we didn't see anybody have an outbreak of shingles? Or are they measuring it because they can still detect titers? In other words, the antibodies to the chickenpox virus. I'm not sure.
It's interesting. What they did is they analyzed the medical records of over 21,000 people aged 60 and older who had chemotherapy, between this period of time, between 2007 and 2012. Those who had previously received the shingles vaccine were 42% less likely to develop shingles after chemotherapy compared with those who had never been vaccinated. So there you go. That's how they.
So it's a double whammy. We would argue that the attack on the immune system began not with chemo, but with the vaccine itself. And how many children, much less young adults now, are suffering with what they're calling shingles that is caused by the chickenpox virus because they've been A, vaccinated by chickenpox, or B, got the shingles shot. Shingles was so rare back at 25 years ago when I first started as a homeopath. And now it's become more commonplace. The more these, and I'll say the adults probably getting flu shots annually as well, the elders that have bought into the lies of Big Pharma, weakening their immune system, devastating their immune system, facilitating a terrain or environment that gives rise to viral expression, so to speak, until you're so toxic that you can no longer do so. So anyway, you might have a opinion or perspective different than mine. That's okay. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Moving on now to our question of the day. I have music for it, but I didn't see it's Sunday. You know, we're just so casual about our Sunday broadcast, and I'm like, we have musical interludes occasionally and things, So maybe
Sunday is kind of shoot from the hip, impromptu, improvisation radio sometimes.
Right. What is that? There's an improv show out there that.
One I always liked was Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. I think that guy, was it Wayne Brady or something?
Yes, hilarious.
He's a funny guy, and he's now hosting, like, The Price is Right or some game show.
Is it The Price is Right? No, The Price is Right, that's the other guy. That was the guy that was buzzing everybody. Well, what's his name? He lost a whole bunch of weight.
Oh, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, he's the one.
Yeah,
that's
but both of those guys are doing game shows now.
I can't remember the game show that Wayne Brady's doing. But
We got a question of the day, and guess what?
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That came on strong.
It's question of the day, guys.
Yeah, I know, yelling in my ear anyway. Hey, welcome back, my friend. Question of the day time coming through. The website at robertscottbell.com. First one today, Dear Robert, we spoke before regarding the Candida protocol utilizing Sovereign Silver and aloe vera juice. I completed it and was very impressed. By the way, again, the aloe that I recommend, Aloe One, aloe1.com, stocked in Aloe One. Very good. So she says, I have referred the protocol to a couple of clients. I don't know if you recall, but I'm a faith healer and I'm always looking for supplemental support for my friends and clients. One in particular has been diagnosed with H. pylori. I believe there is a protocol for that as well and was hoping to get it and pass it along if you wouldn't mind. Thanks so much, Lacey. Oh, Lacey, thank you. That's very kind of you to reveal that you've had success with this, much less for your clients, but now asking more specific. We're going to the upper GI region of the body in dealing with H. pylori. Remember with the silver aloe candida protocol? You're dealing with more of the lower GI, so we do the silver and the aloe. Here's one where we're only delivering to the stomach, so we don't necessarily need the aloe. And you're going to take 2 tablespoons. That's about 30 cc's, about an ounce. And you're going to drink that down directly. Don't hold it in your mouth. The silver hydrosol that we use. And you can use the 10 ppm, which is the sovereign silver, the 23 ppm, which is the Argentin 23. And by the way, this is coming from Dr. Sean Devlin. He's modified this protocol for H. pylori. You can switch, swallow, gargle, whatever, or swallow directly. Wait 10 minutes before beginning the next step to allow the dose to absorb and kill the maximum number of microbes possible. So partly you're getting systemic. Then you take 2 tablespoons of the silver hydrosol, changing positions from an upright position to laying on the left side for 10 minutes after swallowing so that it gets to your stomach, moves to the left side. Then 10 minutes later, you do the same thing again. Take 2 more tablespoons, lay on your back, supine, as they say, for 10 minutes. Now you're going to get a different area of your stomach once it gets down there. Step 4, take 2 tablespoons 10 minutes later and go to the right side or the front. Either way, you can juggle it around. Go to the front, let it go there. 10 minutes later, do the 2 tablespoons again, and you'll go to the right side or the belly. Basically, you will have, within 40 minutes, eradicated the H. pylori. Now, you can repeat this 5 to 7 days if you're not seeing it that quickly, but you can literally do this in an hour or two. And, of course, follow up with probiotics because you are driving silver through the gut in a larger quantity. But this is not dangerous long-term. No, it will not turn you blue. And thank you to Dr. Sean Devlin for sharing that with us. We'll put this up on YouTube to get you that as well. We'll be right back with cannabis.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well.
Oh,
go to our website,
I can find
www.choosetobehealthy.com. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix. Six vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods.
Yes, like
30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dude.
Wow.
John Denver. Never sounded so interesting.
No, this is kind of different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard John Denver there for a moment, but I
was
sure.
That really Rocky Mountain High and that dubstep, was... Randy?
Oh yeah,
that's how it sounds. Dubstep. All right, so I still don't understand how it's done, but I did hear him in there. I my first taste of it.
Colorado.
Yes. Yeah, well, I you know, it's funny. I mentioned this over the break because we have a story of Colorado cannabis. And there you go. Randy the Dubstepper finds Rocky Mountain High done in dubstep.
Randy the Dubstepper.
Yeah. Is that, I don't know if that's not an insult.
It is a term now because you just made it one. So.
All right. So he's not only a dubstepper. I don't know. I don't have an opinion. It sounded pretty cool. Anyway, Cannabis Colorado. What do they have in common? Well, I don't think I have to ask that question, actually.
True.
But the question of fatalities, traffic fatalities, comes up, doesn't it? Because one of the predictions was that after Colorado would go full on legal with weed, that there'd be, you know, all kinds of crime in the streets.
We're all gonna die,
right? You know, major traffic fatalities, car wrecks. Everybody's gonna be, you know, going 3 to 5 miles an hour and, you know, bump into some. Come on, really? And what happened is proving out those who predicted there wouldn't be a tragedy. There wouldn't be. Extreme violence and even more traffic fatalities. According to this report now, Colorado highway fatalities are actually at near historic lows since legalization earlier this year.
Whoops.
Yep, oops. I mean, more arguments against this plant are going by the wayside. What you're left with only is a moral argument by some who perceive that people who want to use that plant for creative purposes shouldn't be allowed to because it doesn't fit within your moral use of a plant.
Right.
But the reality is, of course, we talk about here the medicinal properties for those desperately in need of it
It is amoral. It is immoral. It is unconscionable that you would stand against that use. And, of course, it is, how would we say it, almost incomprehensible that you can't see that your opposition to cannabis because somebody might use it to get high is kind of bizarre, considering that alcohol is mm-hmm. fully legal and regulated and taxed, and that is really devastating to families, to right. children, to traffic fatalities.
Well, listen, the people that are arguing against the people, you know, the ability to be able to use it on a recreational purpose, mainly because they smoke it and it's been demonized, okay, are the same people that are going out, having some drinks, smoking some cigarettes, popping some Ambien to sleep at night, okay? These are the same people. They've got a moral objection to cannabis because it's been demonized and they've been brainwashed, yet they are using other things that are far more dangerous, far more addictive, and, you know, I mean, it's hypocritical in a big way. But it's funny when you look at this. Colorado highway fatalities near historic lows after legalization. This is on the heels of results coming out showing that crime rates in general have gone down. It's coming on the heels of studies showing that kids using marijuana has gone down after legalization. It's like every prediction they came out with, not true.
Right. Well, what they're going to lose, of course, is a lot of alcohol sales. That's the big part of this. That's who, you know, stands against the legalization. Of course, police and law enforcement, who make money off of having more to do, more prisoners to have all of that, they're arguing against it. Big Pharma arguing against it because they stand to lose a lot of use of these anti-anxiety meds, among many other things. The cancer industry stands to lose. So many industries that are monopoly-based industries, the use of force-based industries, stand to lose because this plant induces peace. Except when it's made illegal, and that's true for all things, then suddenly you have a war state, you have an underground violent market that develops.
Yeah, so it's black market peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black market peace. Right. So check it out. Now, I'm not saying, I don't have definitive knowledge that cannabis is definitely the reason why these fatalities have gone down, but it's awful suspicious that they haven't gone sky high as they were predicted to have done.
Yeah.
If anything, it's the same, but it looks like the indications are showing that it's lower. So anyway, cool news there out of Colorado. Hopefully we'll get another trip out there. We can do some more broadcasting.
Yeah,
going
you know,
on
it's
well.
About time. I think it's time. We need to head back out there for something, just to see what's going on.
Check some more Rocky Mountain High dubstep. Thanks to Randy. All right, next hour, Joni Abbott's going to join us. We got some children and family discussions that we need to have.
Yes.
Also, Stephen Huer returns. We got a segment with him on skin health. You have abnormal growths, moles or something, give a listen. We've got some good stuff happening for that. And, of course, you, the power to heal. It's yours, and we're just here to remind you of that. Back after the news with Joni Abbott and Stephen Huer. And Super Don!
Yay!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.